Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of November, 2020, Friday morning, TGIF. I hope you're getting ready to have a good weekend. I've entitled this video, The Master, the Tempest is Raging. Master, the Tempest is Raging. We have seen tremendous raging of the political tempest in America. Millions and millions and millions of people divided down the middle, pretty much, in terms of their political perspective, in terms of what they believe is truth. And the other side believes many things just the opposite. And there's been chaos in the cities. Businesses have been shut down. Large businesses have had to board up their windows. It's not funny, it's just rather than cry, I have to laugh. To see how men act like children if they don't get their baby way, so to speak. You know, rather than say, I'm going to take my little red wagon and go home, they come out with their sledgehammers and their glass breakers and they go tear down someone else's property and lash out at other people. On the other side of the aisle, you have other people acting like children if they don't get their way. And you see a lot of fraud perpetrated on both sides of the aisle, both Democrat and Republican. It's utterly corrupt. That's why I've had to always say I'm apolitical. I don't take one side or the other when it relates to politics in this country, because I don't believe and never will buy into the argument of the lesser of the two evils. And the way people combat that argument is they say, well, there's no such thing as perfection on earth, so you'll never do anything. Well, first of all, God's in control. God is the one who raises up kings and brings kings down. That's scriptural. He's the one that controls our habitation. He's the one who even creates the boundaries for the sea not to pass over. And so who are we little grasshoppers to think that we're going to control anything? God works all things after the counsel of his own will, not after the will of man. There's a lot of will worshipers out there. You know, we're told in Psalm 89:9, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. And what do we find in Luke 8:24? And they came to Jesus and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. This raging of the political sea of the United States will only calm when Christ says, peace be still, and then it will be, there will be peace. You know, they said there will be peace, peace, and then there will be sudden destruction come upon man. So, this morning I just want to encourage everyone, if you're all caught up in this political raging of the sea, just realize God's in control. He has the whole world in the palm of his hand. He's got you and me, brother, in the palm of his hand. He's got the little baby in the palm of his hand. You know, and so if we think that we, by our... You know, a lot of people think, well, because I voted, you know, that clears me. That clears me. I voted for Trump or I voted for Biden. Well, let me tell you something. You know, I feel like getting a sticker. And I know this is going to probably make a lot of people upset. But I feel like getting a sticker and putting it on me saying, I'm proud I didn't vote. Okay, I'm proud I didn't vote. That's how corrupt our system is. You know, if we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, The future will look dim and we will despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. What a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and suffering will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior, I will forever live on. And so, if you're all caught up in this political quagmire, look to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. The Lord loves his children forever. And that everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amidst all this strife. And there's plenty of it going on, isn't there? Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father, too. When we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you are in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus, and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family. This work is already done. You know, this message is for those who are all distraught over the results of the election. Okay. And this message is also to all those who are proclaiming victory. Listen, the only victory is in Jesus Christ. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming love. He loved me ere, meaning he loved me before. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. Oh, victory in Jesus. Whatever we do, we do all to the glory of God, whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are his people, his blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily task seems mundane, that's for sure. But God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, he wants you to know that he will never leave you or forsake you, regardless of where you are or what task you are doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of his eternal love, having been given to him by his Father from the throne from up above. Well, politicians are good at giving their word about what they're going to do. Many times these politicians, we find out what they've said just is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. Whatever he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words Christ spoke are true. Christ said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. Christ said, I chose you before the world has been created, before it had even begun. Christ said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. Well, I want to encourage everyone to realize that we don't have to trust in politics. We don't have to trust in a political party. We don't have to trust in a president or a vice president or a senator or a congressman or a judge. Our trust is in Christ alone. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my help and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Christ be found, rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before his throne. A lot of people are in disagreement about this or disagreement about that, but let me tell you something. I don't have to agree with you, and you don't have to agree with me. But if we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we should on this agree. That Jesus shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and chose us before the foundation of the world to save us for eternity. Yes, this involves a lot of things, including repentance, conversion, and faith, and all of God's elect agree. He's not finished with us yet. But without being born again, we would be yet in our sins. So let us remember that God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice. And the Father looks upon it and said, it is finished. It never has to be replenished. May the good Lord go with you this Friday in a special way. And may you have blessings this weekend. And let us look to Jesus, the author and our finisher of our faith. And let us always remember the raging waves of the sea forming out of their own shame. But realize that Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof rise, thou stillest them. May the good Lord be with you this day in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.